Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So CBSSports.com graded every team's preseason performance in a column. Let's hear what they had to say about the Washington Commanders.
Wait a second. The preseason performance, like what we saw in the preseason games?
Dude, it's going to be bad.
Graded every team's preseason.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah.
So here it said, no, these games don't count, but it is worth pointing out that Washington went 0-3 in the preseason and was outscored by a total of 71 points. Jaden Daniels only played one drive this summer and didn't even attempt the pass. He did rush for a touchdown, so it's not like the sky is falling. That said, the reserves being dominated in such a way doesn't instill a ton of confidence in Washington's depth. One bright spot has been rookie running back Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt, who seems to be the catalyst for the Brian Robinson Jr. trade. The seventh rounder has rushed for 70 yards and a touchdown on 18 carries this preseason and could command a chunk of carries alongside veteran Austin Eckler. Of course, the biggest question on offense is whether or not Terry McLaurin and the team ultimately find common ground on a contract. It's obviously written before the extension yesterday. Another thing to file away, Matt Gay missed two field goals this preseason, so they don't have a rock-solid kicking situation at the moment. Care to guess their grade?
D minus.
Said a couple of things, so I'm going to say a C.
C minus is the grade that they gave them.
Why?
Because of Bill and because of those things that they mentioned. And the one drive of Jaden Daniels.
Oh, all right.
So it's a bright spot. Thank God we had that. Imagine we didn't have that.
Right.
It was a great reminder that that kid really, really is special.
Yeah. NFL Talk of the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
I just pulled it up. The week one opponent of the Commanders got an A. For their preseason.
The Giants they gave them an A?
Well, didn't they lead? Didn't I say this yesterday? They led in points, I believe.
Maybe.
Led the league in points.
I know that my guy Vin, who's a huge Giants guy.
Hey, I used to love Daniel Jones, but he's dead to me now.
Yeah, every bet he's parlaying with the over.
4.5?
I think it's 5.5 or 6.
5.5 wins.
Literally every bet he's doing, he's parlaying it in the season long over.
Has he looked at the schedule?
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care about the schedule.
No, he just thinks they're going to be better.
Okay. I mean, they may be better, but
Reflect a lot of wins. He's excited about Russ. Drab was right. He's excited about Russ, too. When can we start, after cut down day, can we start getting like maybe some Giants guys, maybe some WFN guys? I don't know.
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Next week, we'll have them.
Preview the opponent.
Yeah.
Go behind enemy lines.
I don't know. I think the number's like 5.5, 6. He's literally putting in all his bets.
Mm. Oh, man. He's all in on the over.
I don't know
if I love that.
For some reason, you just think this is going to be like a pushover. You think that they're just going to be hot garbage again.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of faith in the Giants.
By the way, they did release Tommy DeVito. I assume they'll pick him up and throw him on the practice squad. Why not? They don't necessarily need him.
I mean, they have Jameis. They've got Jackson Dart. They've got Russ. Like,
I don't know. Just an extra arm. I don't think it's unusual that teams carry four. He's definitely a fan favorite.
All right. So Washington, Dallas out of the gate, both on the road. Kansas City and the Chargers.
You're going through the Giants.
Yeah. Schedule? So first month is obviously very difficult. New Orleans on the road. You know, they can win that. Philly at home, at Denver, at Philly. San Francisco at home. Chicago on the road. Green Bay.
I mean, I hear a lot of L's over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's I hear L, 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 L.
Yeah, but you know how the NFL is. You can't do that.
And look, maybe their offense is better than expected. Maybe Russ gives them a lift.
I mean, they were bad last
connection
year.
Connection with Malik Nabers, and they can move the ball. I don't know.
Who did CBS have as their top I mean, they said they gave the Giants an A.
They do it by division. I mean, they gave the Chiefs an A. I'm trying to see who else
has high
scores.
Were the Chiefs 0-3? I mean, because the record doesn't matter, but what were they so thrilled with the Chiefs?
They like Josh Simmons, who they drafted, I think, two or three spots before Connerly or after?
It was after.
I think Connerly went first.
It was after.
Then Simmons was selected by the Chiefs. So they got an A. They gave the Raiders a C+. Not impressed by them. Chargers got a B. Broncos got a B. They give the Jags a B.
The Giants are going to be at least 2 wins better than last year.
At least.
And what did they win last year?
I think they got 3.
3.
So I think they could be in that 3 or that 5-6 range. I don't think they'll be 8 or 9, but they'll be better. Even though the schedule on paper looks
daunting.
It does. It looks tough.
Your opinion might change if they beat us, though, in week one. Then your opinion will change.
My opinion will change radically if they go on the road and beat the Commanders.
It's called information, making adjustments. That's right. Reasonable.
Right.
I would be betting on the better quarterback. And last time I checked, the Commanders have the best quarterback on the field.
I know this is going to sound...
Well,
yeah.
Joe Burrow is a lot better than... Who was the quarterback last year for the Patriots?
Did Drake Brissett? May?
No, well, Brissett
started. Brissett started week one, yeah.
All right, let's go ahead.
And that was a big loser.
Are we going to come to a decision on the Circa thing? We said we were going to talk about it on the show today.
I've decided. I'm in.
All right, I'm in.
If we have enough to get the full buy-in, we're full steam ahead. Well, here's
what I'm going to do. You're going to convince me to do it.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to do. Jason, do this.
I don't want to bully you into it.
Have a silent partner. I'll have a silent partner with me. So I get all to say, but I just have a silent partner.
I might have a silent partner throw in 100% of the fee.
Well, that's what happens when we win.
The silent partner's going to let you make the pick?
I don't know who the silent
partner is. I'll have a silent partner, but I get 100% of the pick.
Okay.
Right? There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah. Are we going to give a share to the boys? You guys want in? You guys don't want in at all.
You guys don't want in.
How come you don't want in?
No, it's the four of you guys. That's who's making the play. So
yeah, but you can argue with us too.
No. Vote. If we want to do something, we'll get in on our own. But the segment is you guys, the four of you guys battling out with each other.
I think we should do it.
All right.
Do we have?
So we're
someone?
Not going to do another one with just within us.
Well, nobody. The problem is we can, but the listeners don't care.
We'll do
care
it after
that.
We get eliminated.
Well, we don't have to talk about it. We just do it.
We'll do it after we get eliminated from this one. That'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll have a contingency plan.
We'll do this.
We'll have a backup plan.
It'll last 2 weeks.
Pot, $700, $800, whatever.
Yeah, but we'll get eliminated, and then there'll be a little bit of a letdown. Then we'll start our own.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Valdez, do you still have a connection?
Oh, he's in. Jason's in.
Do we still have a connection, Drab, or Valdez, to get that in if we want to do it?
So we got to check if the proxy's willing to do it again for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it has to be an in-person
bet.
Yes,
has to be placed at Circa.
Right. All right. Drab, are you good with that? People love it.
I love it, yeah. It's listeners' favorite segment. One of them.
Yeah.
Hopefully it lasts longer than a week in 2025. We can't go out in week one again. We cannot go out week
we
one.
We actually
not well, happening.
We've already decided who our pick is for week one.
We have.
Didn't we basically say it's Cincinnati?
No. I got to look at it. We got to debate it. We got to argue it.
No, I'm not stepping on that landmine yet.
Oh, okay.
Like, we got time to work through this.
Well, I know it's not official, but that's going to be probably under consideration.
I would say I'm considering.
When do we have to have the money in?
Soon.
Yeah.
It's probably a deadline.
Yeah, I would say I'd like to get this done by the end of the week.
Ship it. Ship the chips.
All right, I gotta talk to your connections.
Who are the Saints playing week one? Is it the Falcons?
Whoever the
Saints are playing week one, I'm considering.
They're playing the Cardinals.
You wouldn't consider the Commanders?
You're not going to do that.
I would consider the Commanders.
I'm not considering the Commanders.
Didn't you guys rank your 1 through 3?
Our strongest plays, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also kind of like Denver hosting the Titans. Cam Ward making his first NFL start. Kind of like that. Actually, I love that.
Where is that game?
In Denver. They're the biggest favorite
on
the board.
That might be it.
My pants are moving for that game to pick it.
Everyone's going to pick that game.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to pick that.
Yeah. It's called Surviving Till Week 2, which we didn't do last year because we're losing. losers.
Man, there's some tough matchups, though.
I mean, I'm looking at these games. I'm going, what?
They're tight spreads, man. I brought like, up yesterday.
Are you gonna put all your money on Arizona at New Orleans? I know you think New Orleans is terrible.
He's already said Broncos.
I don't think New Orleans is terrible. I know New Orleans is terrible. Now, I wouldn't bet on Kyler Murray in week one, so that will move me off the Cardinals.
Right.
Because I'll never trust Kyler Murray.
Right.
So, not picking that.
Indy's favored over Miami?
Miami, a lot of people are disrespecting.
You're going to bet on Daniel Jones in week one?
No, he's not. He's saying Miami.
Dolphins. Okay.
I'm surprised the Dolphins are dogs, even though it's on the road.
I just wouldn't want to take a road team just yet. Although I was talking about Cincinnati. They're on the road. Yeah.
but they're playing the Browns.
They're in the same state. It's a 10-minute road trip.
All right, let's go real quick. Let's go to Josh in Upper Marlboro. Josh, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, fellas. Cakes, we love you, man. But the listeners have organized, and we have a message for you. Okay. You have to stop. You do this all the time. You make a prediction with 4,000,000% confidence, and the exact opposite happens.
Right.
You literally maimed Alex Ovechkin last year. Now, thank God the hockey
guy. That is kind of true. That's kind of true.
So hold on. What has he done now?
Oh, you mean the same guy who said Terry McLaurin was not going to miss any games the whole way throughout?
Well, that same guy.
You weren't the only one who
everybody
said that.
You are like a murderer on the witness stand who said, I killed him and I'll kill again. And you come back with the same level of confidence. Please stop.
It's what I
You're
do.
You're talking about the Giants game.
We'll say that again?
You're talking about the Skins-Giants game.
I'm talking about the Skins-Giants game. Could he please not be so confident?
Hey,
every time he gets overheated like this, especially if the words come out of his mouth that it's 100%, it's over for us.
Right.
Hey, we love you. You are a phenomenal human being, but you are at the same time the biggest mush in the history of mushes. You're not even allowed to go on the floor at Wizards games anymore because apparently some major mush thing happened there. I forget what it was. But, dude.
No, that was the Caps. It was on the ice.
That was the Caps game.
Or Caps Flyers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hear the passion in my voice, Cake.
I hear it. You're imploring me.
And Josh has a point because I've noticed this ever since Cake's decreed he's never doing one-sided bets ever again.
Yeah.
So since he made that statement, now he's extra emboldened when he's making his predictions.
Yeah, I'm free rolling.
Yes,
it doesn't
because
matter.
He knows because
he's
he
not going to bet on it. He's just going to say outlandish
exactly because he knows he'll never be held to that and have to like have marinara sauce on him again.
That's so
like if Cakes.
That.
So if Cakes didn't take away the one-sided bets, I feel like he would be a lot more cautious in his. And how
you're being
confident
a lot more
he is.
Flippant now that you know you're not going to be called
like
on.
Yes, like and be held to a stand.
I do have conviction behind what I'm saying. Doesn't mean
no.
I'm,
I know
I'm
that.
Be right,
I know that. But you know that there will never be any kind of repercussion behind it.
Yeah, that's
besides
fine.
Besides
saying you're a mush.
Yeah, I can live.
And that's been happened for 30 years on the show. Anyways,
I mean that's fine. I think I've already basically. I'm practically guaranteed a win for the Commanders over the Giants.
There should be repercussions if we lose.
No, there probably shouldn't be. I mean, I've gone through that for many years, and I've nipped it in the bud.
Yeah,
you know better.
Yeah, I'm not. I've learned my lesson after many years.
And you're so confident because of JD.
Yeah, because I know
the Giants.
I think the Giants kind of stink.
Well, they're going to be, but you're just thinking about the Giants from last year. They're much better this year.
I mean, Russell Wilson is fine, but he's not Jaden Daniels.
Which team is going to be better this year than last year? I want to see where your head is.
Which team will be better?
Yeah, what team that was bad last? Because there's always going to be a team.
I feel like the Jacksonville Jaguars could be better than they were last year. That may be a couple games. Now, I'm not saying they're a playoff team, but I think they'll be better. The Titans have to be better. They're dreadful. They had the number one pick.
I think the Patriots are going to be better.
Patriots should be improved with Diggs as the main weapon.
Who do you think is
going
to be worse?
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think
probably the Saints.
I think the Bucks could take a step back with Liam Cohen leaving. That bubble that Baker Mayfield was in with him is disappearing. I think they could take a step back. Who else?
Rams.
The Rams. Is Stafford's back?
Dude, is Stafford playing week one? Do we know? Like, are they planning on it?
He's planning on playing week one. I haven't heard anything to the contrary.
I think they said they're planning on it, but who knows?
Right.
I mean, he didn't play at all. He didn't even practice.
I don't know, man. This could be.
Get your picks ready. We're back in the Survivor Bet. We're back.
You know what's funny is last year when we got ousted in week one?
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Okay, hold on. I'm holding my finger up.
I see it.
This was when we were ousted.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We all said we're never doing it again.
No, you said you were never doing it again.
No, I bet you said it too. I know Bickle said it.
Well, I'm going to have a silent partner. Someone's going to have to ship me 125. I'll give them a share.
So it's going to be 250 each?
Yeah. That's what it is.
It's $1,000, right?
It's $1,000 entry, right? Yeah. Yeah.
And I might have a silent partner.
What was the first prize last year? Was it like $9 million or something?
Yeah, around 10 million.
Cakes apparently is out on Powerball. By the way, I was in the bathroom.
You're out on Powerball,
and I hear
you had a lifetime sweat with the boys.
Yeah, I heard
my zeal's been taken away by the increased ticket price.
I heard Guy Lambert say it was like $815 million.
That will get me back in. That will reel me back in. But
I told Cakes, I was like, "Hey, Guy Lambert is on the microphone saying that it's $815 million," and he's like, "I don't do Powerball anymore.
Not as much as I used to." I've lost my lottery.
So do you do no lotteries? Wow.
I'm down 95% at least.
Wow.
Maybe 99%.
That's a big.
I need to get back on my lottery.
That's
hustle.
A big turnaround.
It is. It's not great. My quality of life has declined. the uptick in lottery prices.
All right. So hit me up on Twitter if you want to be one of my silent partners. I'll pick somebody.
Yeah. You can do that at EB Junkies. All right. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.